This week, the chief executive officer of AOL Time Warner, Gerald Levin, surprised the business and media worlds by announcing he's going to retire in May. Mr. Levin said it's time for him to leave the world's biggest media merger empire, which he helped create only last year. The man named as his successor is a 53-year-old African-American lawyer, banker, and Republican civic leader. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In 1995, Time Warner chairman Gerald Levin was looking for someone to become president of the fast-growing media conglomerate. He turned to Richard Parsons, who already sat on the company's board. Parsons had worked for Nelson Rockefeller and President Ford. He was a former partner in a law firm and president of the Dime Savings Bank. And media analyst Jim Goss of Barrington Research says Levin saw something in Parsons he thought would benefit the company.
I think he viewed him as a person who did have an ability to deal with people, understand overall executive matters, deal with Washington, which is very important for one of the largest media and entertainment companies.
Parsons has stayed at Time Warner through its acquisition of Turner Broadcasting and its merger with AOL, taking care of day-to-day operations on the company's content side. He has also been active in a number of civic projects. He sits on the boards of Lincoln Center and the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and he chairs a nonprofit development corporation in Harlem. As one of the country's most successful African-American executives, someone who grew up on the streets of Bedford-Stuyvesant, he has quietly supported and mentored minorities and women. Former FCC Chairman William Kennard remembers going to Hollywood to talk to a group of struggling writers and directors.
And I heard a whole litany of complaints about various media companies. But when we got to Time Warner, they said, well, we don't have a problem with Time Warner. And I said, well, why is that? And they said, well, it's because of Dick Parsons.
And Parsons has done all this with a kind of low-key, consensus-building management style that has won him many admirers. People like Catherine Weil, president of the business group known as the New York City Partnership, who has worked with him.
He has none of the coercive or threatening style of management. He's in some ways a gentle giant in terms of style, but not substance. He is tough as nails, but he has a great way of getting people to think they thought of the idea.
Despite his attributes, Parsons' selection as chief executive officer took some analysts by surprise. Many had expected co-chief operating officer and MTV founder Robert Pittman, who came to the company from AOL, to succeed Levin. But Pittman will remain in his current position, overseeing cable and internet properties. The fact that he was not named to the post suggests AOL executives aren't dominating the media conglomerate, as many people on Wall Street predicted during the internet boom. Many analysts say AOL Time Warner is still struggling to come together following last year's big merger and has not yet become fully integrated. That means Parsons' ability to forge consensus is about to be sorely tested. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.